Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event, heavyweight clash between Derek Lewis and Sergey Spivak. Should be a fun one, this. I'm not underestimating Derek Lewis in any way. He's coming off two losses, but, you know, the Pavlovich fight, a lot of people would feel that was stopped early, and we know what Derek Lewis is like. Sometimes he gets hurt. He doesn't hide his pain very well. You know, if he is getting pushed around, you can kind of see it in his posture. It doesn't mean he's not going to crack you with a shot in the last minute and you know, turn the fight around. And that's the fun part about Derek Lewis is the fight sway back and forward. You know, nothing can be happening. Then all of a sudden, someone's, you know, flat out on their back looking at the lighting rig. On the other side, Sergey Spivak is he's a very, very strong grappler for this division and a very, you know, fundamentally sound basics grappler. He gets body locks, he drags you to the floor, he uses nice judo, harai gosh, he's, you know, ideal for a fighter like Derek Lewis, who does have good takedown offense. So, I mean, we'll just jump into the stats right now. Takedown offense, 55%. I mean, we have seen him, you know, stuffing takedowns. He is aware of how to defend takedowns. Of course, you know, the better the takedown artist, the more he's going to struggle. But the times when Derek Lewis struggles the most with takedowns is when you off balance him. He's very flexible. Like, if you pick up a leg and you try and move him around with that leg, you're going to be surprised how flexible he is, which is another reason why he's one of his main go-to techniques, aside from his massive overhand right, is his lead high kick, which is another anomaly for Derek Lewis. You look at him and you think to yourself, I'm not going to have to worry about high kicks. And he's very, very flexible. Difficult to take down, difficult to hold down. We've seen him stand up with black belts just hanging on to him. Gabriel Gonzaga, a big heavyweight, hanging on to him. And Derek Lewis just gets up, shakes him off. He's a very, very difficult person to take down and control. And this is ultimately what Spivak is going to try and do in this fight. I think that's quite obvious to everybody, including both the fighters going in. When Spivak fought Tai Tuivasa and Tuivasa was being problematic in the first round with takedown offense and with scrambling, you could see there was a panic setting in for Spivak. And this is something that I think if Derek Lewis is aware of this, if he's able to stop those first couple of takedowns, immediately he takes control of the fight because Spivak's going to look very uncomfortable. He's not going to feel like he's got that safety net of, I can take this fight to the floor. Of course, you know, if Derek Lewis is taken down over and over again, his ability to get back up, because it's not particularly technical, his ability to get back up will start to run out. He will start to, you know, fatigue and, you know, be lazy and start making more mistakes. Like the DC fight was a perfect example. The cycle that DC put him in, he was always going to run out of gas in that fight. And Spivak could do the same thing. I mean, he's 21 takedowns in his UFC career, and he's got two-thirds accurate on his takedowns as well, 63% takedown accuracy. And there's a lot of variety with his takedowns, lots of body locks, reaps and trips. You know, he can shoot a double leg and take you down against the fence, but he's got a very good harai goshi. We saw that against Greg Hardy. He used it against Augusto Sakai and Tai Tuivasa. And again, you know, heavyweights, big, heavy individuals, if you're able to start manipulating their balance and get them falling, sometimes it's difficult for them to stop themselves. And Derek Lewis is that kind of fighter. Like, trying to take him down lower body is very difficult. Single leg, double leg, very difficult. But if you grab him upper body and start to trip him, this is when his upper body weight starts to work against him. Now, there is a photograph circulating. It's popped up a couple of times on my Instagram feed as well, with Derek Lewis out running and looks like he's trimmed down and lost some weight. And you've got to think, I mean, you know, he's coming off two losses. I also saw a headline that he says he doesn't feel like people are taking him seriously. Like, this might be those last two losses might be a trigger for Derek Lewis to go, you know what? I could be better. I could be better. You look at Derek Lewis when he first made his UFC debut, and he was actually quite a lot trimmer. And I don't think, Jamie and I were just talking about this, he always weighs in right towards the top of the heavyweight limit. And I think that if he's taken a bit of discipline with his diet and he's shaved off maybe 10 or 15 pounds, I have a 15 pound weight vest in there, and I often put it on, for a workout and think to myself, God, if I could lose 15 pounds, that would feel like a massive weight, especially when you can feel that, you know, I take the weight vest off and put it down. I'm like, that's a big difference. And over 25 minutes, you know, if you can be carrying 15 pounds less and still be hitting as hard and maybe moving quicker, that would be a massive benefit for Derek Lewis. Spivak's ultimately going to try and take this fight to the floor. He's going to hold Derek Lewis on the floor and sit in half guard and ground and pound him. He's a very strong top game player. He's got different submissions on his game. So quick tale of the tape then. So we've got Derek Lewis, 26 wins and 10 defeats, one no contest, 21 knockouts. And he's got an armbar in his early career. If anyone can find the video of Derek Lewis winning by armbar, please send it to me. I'll do a breakdown on the channel. I've had a look for it and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I would love to see it. Spivak on the other side, 15-3 is his record, 7 by knockout, 6 by submission, 2 armbars, a kimura, rear naked choke, arm triangle, and a neck crank. A lot of stuff where he's on the upper body. Like, you know, you think back to the Tai Tuivasa fight, and that is a... Like, Tai showed really, really good head and arm control defense, the scarf hold defense that Spivak uses. You see, there are some techniques that he uses when he hits the ground that work against him a little bit. And sometimes, like, Alexei Oleinik can get away with some of these positions because he's a very unusual grappler. But to hold Tai Tuivasa in that head and arm position was very difficult. Now, Derek Lewis might not be able to get out of those positions quite the way that Tai Tuivasa was able to. Watch that first round back. It's brilliant. Tai kept like turning to his belly and getting to his knees and scrambling up. And you could tell he drilled it in his training camp. And that was when Spivak started to kind of, you could see him start to question a little bit now, because now he has to stand up and Tai Tuivasa is a big puncher. I think if Spivak can get this to the floor in his first couple of attempts, he might be able to just drown Derek Lewis in pressure. But I do feel like Derek Lewis is probably going to be able to stuff some of his takedowns, or at least be able to get back to his feet enough times. And if he has been doing road work and he has lost some weight and, you know, he shaved 10 pounds off his frame, he might have another 10 minutes in the gas tank. And that would be really valuable, because there's no secret Spivak's going to try and take him down. He's going to wrap him up around the body, and he's going to keep dragging him to the floor and make him carry his weight, and that would be exhausting. 35% of his career he's spent in top position, 40% in control. The moments where Derek Lewis gets a bit of space, that's where he's the most dangerous. And the unpredictability of him, of his movement as well. You know, the of course he's very right hand dominant. We see that over and over again. Posts and hits and hits. There's a real instinct for landing that knockout punch. But we can't neglect the high kick, and we can't also neglect that skip knee, because if Spivak starts to struggle with the upper body locks and Derek Lewis is able to, you know, get him, you know, work his way out of them, he might start to level change. Like, he does level change out in the center and drive into the fence, and Derek Lewis might be waiting there with a flying knee, or with that beautiful uppercut that he landed on Curtis Blaydes. You know, like I said, it's just one shot for Derek Lewis. And this kind of brings me around to the main point, really, because he's the number one for knockouts on the UFC leaderboard across the whole roster of active fighters. 13 knockouts. He's a scary individual with a clear instinct for landing knockout punches. 635 punches with 8 knockdowns in his UFC career. 79 punches per knockdown on average. So, you know, he's pretty consistent at putting people away. Spivak on the other side, he's landed 568 punches and he's not been credited with a single knockdown. But that is, you know, partly due to the way that he fights his game. Also worth noting, Spivak's never been 5 rounds the distance. Derek Lewis has been into the 4th round twice. He's 1-1 in the 4th round. So we don't really know where Spivak's going to be, especially if he's struggling getting the fight to the floor, especially if Derek Lewis has defended a couple of takedowns or managed to boss his way back up to the feet, and now Spivak's confidence is a little broken. He might be a bit wild with his takedown attempts or with his striking and you know, reaching and panicking and get cracked with something. This might be a good opportunity for Derek Lewis to get a win back on his record, because Spivak's on a 2-fight win streak, isn't he? You know, he's got that win over Augusto Sakai and Greg Hardy. Whereas on the other side, Derek Lewis is, of course, I mean, the win over Chris Daukaus was a couple of fights ago. It was a really impressive first round finish, but then the Taito Iwasa fight and the Pavlovich. And Tai looked great in that fight. And most people can't take the shots that Tai was able to take. I don't know as Spivak's going to be able to take those shots. In fact, I'm pretty certain that he's not going to be able to take the same kind of punches that that Taito Iwasa took from Derek Lewis. I'm looking forward to this one. Bit of a heavyweight banger. Have I said everything? What is there else to say about the stats? 1-inch reach advantage for Derek Lewis. They're both 6'3". Higher striking output for Sergei Spivak, but that's because most of the time he's on the floor. 70% takedown defense. I don't think he's going to need that, unless Derek Lewis is really going to surprise us. But I ultimately think that this is going to be a Sergei Spivak trying to hold Derek Lewis down, half guard up against the fence, and beat him up and slow him down. Maybe start looking for arm triangles or you know, something like that. Something that's a low risk submission that he can return to top position control. For Derek Lewis, it's all about landing that right hand. But we've got to keep in mind that lead high kick and the switch knee, because they could be very, very problematic in this fight for Spivak, especially if he's looking for takedowns. All right, enjoy the fights, and I'll see you next time.